This is Michael Edward Miller, host of Around and About Chattanooga. In 2010, 19 states had sales tax holidays, like the one coming up this weekend in Tennessee. This year, only 17 states are doing sales tax holidays, and a group called the Tax Foundation says these holidays should be eliminated altogether. Coming up, we'll find out why. Stay tuned. Around and About Chattanooga starts right now. Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga such an interesting place to live. The sales tax holiday in Tennessee begins today, and it's going to last through Sunday. Shoppers can save on clothing, school supplies, and computers. It's going to be a huge weekend for retailers like Fast Break Athletics. That's a running specialty store in Chattanooga that sells shoes and apparel. Fast Break is a locally owned business. Zach Winchester is one of the owners.
Fridays and Saturdays are always our busiest days of the week. It just so happens that with a sales tax free weekend, it almost doubles our typical Friday and Saturday.
Winchester says he started planning for this 4 months ago. It's that big of a holiday. It's going to be an all hands on deck situation for the sales staff.
This is our Christmas, is this weekend. Chattanoogans just, they love the break in it, so they go a little spend crazy, and we want to be here for them.
Other businesses are also gearing up. Mac Authority is running TV commercials.
Save big money on tax-free weekend at Mac Authority.
Save $50 on
these
tax-free.
Annual tax holidays are very popular with consumers. In Chattanooga, people pay nearly the highest sales tax rate in the nation, but they can get a reprieve this weekend. Specifically, they don't have to pay tax on school supplies like pencils and notebooks, as well as clothing like shoes and pants, at least ones that cost $100 or less per item. Also, there's no tax on computers that cost $1,500 or less.
Pre-order today and save an extra $25 on Mac and iPad.
This weekend is supposed to boost Tennessee's economy. It's expected to be a bigger sales event than Black Friday, at least for computer sales, and it's intended to help low-income families by giving them temporary tax relief. Those are some of the reasons politicians support these holidays. But a nonprofit called the Tax Foundation has looked at the impact of these holidays and contends that actually, the temporary tax holidays are not good policy.
I just see it as kind of a gimmick, and I think that legislators could do other things to positively reform their tax codes rather than offer these short-term things that may not actually provide the benefits that they think that they do.
That's Elizabeth Malm. She's an economist at the Tax Foundation, which is a nonpartisan research organization in Washington, D.C.
We do tax policy analysis at the federal, state, and local levels.
Yes, consumers can get bargains. However, the Tax Foundation looked into research about prices before and during tax holidays, and research shows that consumers may need to be careful.
Retailers may actually boost their prices on these days, so consumers might not actually be saving like they think that they are.
Tax holidays can be a mixed blessing for businesses. They can put extra dollars in the cash registers, but may also create extra hassles for the cashiers. Remember, only certain items are tax-free. For example, shoes are going to be tax-free this weekend if and only if the shoes cost less than $100. It's arbitrary what is and isn't discounted. That means business owners need to set up their cash registers a special way. At Fast Break Athletics, Zach Winchester says the bookkeeping takes a little bit of extra time.
So for that day and per item, if you buy $120 pairs of shoes, I have to apply sales tax to that. If you buy for your child a $90 pair of shoes, I don't apply sales tax to it.
So do these holidays have an overall big picture benefit for the economy? The Tax Foundation says no, these holidays do not promote economic growth. Adam J. Cole says that's a fair point. Cole is an economist who works in the Office of Tax Analysis at the U.S. Treasury Department.
However, I am speaking only for myself.
Okay.
And not for the Department of the Treasury today.
Cole has conducted research on these holidays. His research indicates that people are just retiming their purchases during these sales tax holidays, so it's not having a big benefit.
They're not necessarily buying things that they wouldn't have bought in the absence of the sales tax holidays. They're just moving their purchases around in time.
The tax holidays aren't boosting the economy because they don't entice people to buy more pants or shirts or shoes. They just encourage people to wait until the tax holiday to buy clothing.
And think about it in another way, that you have a computer at home, it dies, you need to go buy a new one. If the sales tax goes away, are you going to buy not just one, but are you going to buy a second one? Probably not. You may buy a computer that has more memory or faster hard drive and processors, that sort of thing, but you're probably not going to buy a second computer.
So the sales tax holiday may not create a lot of extra profit for retailers. Elizabeth Malm at the Tax Foundation says she'd like to see these sales tax holidays go away so lawmakers can do real, comprehensive tax reform instead.
A lot of times politicians will just talk about how it helps the low income because it gives them a little bit of a tax cut on these certain days. But there's research that shows that higher income people are better able to shift their consumption around. So I can just, if I'm a higher income person, I can decide, oh, well, maybe I'll wait to buy this until later. If I'm on a tighter budget, I might not be able to do that. So it actually might not help low income individuals as much as politicians like to claim that they do. But they're popular. People like to be able to go out and save on their sales tax. So they stick around.
And even though Elizabeth Malm says she'd like to see these tax holidays ultimately eliminated, she's certainly not saying people shouldn't participate in them while they are here.
If you've done your research and you're going to save some money on your sales tax, then of course you should participate. I will likely do the same thing, but it's good to be prudent and kind of keep your eyes peeled to make sure that there's not any gimmicks going on there.
Fewer states are having the holidays this year. In 2010, there were only 19 states having these holidays. That was an all-time high. Now, the number is shrinking. Only 17 states are participating this year, primarily in the Southeast, and even fewer states may participate next year. North Carolina plans to drop its sales tax holiday altogether. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller. On a final note, I did speak with Billy Trout. He's the manager of communications for the Tennessee Department of Revenue. He didn't have any comments on tax policy or reform, but he did note that each of these tax-free holidays in Tennessee saves shoppers an average of $8 to $10 million. If you'd like to shop this weekend and save, you don't have to be a child or the parent of a child going back to school. The tax savings are for anyone who buys eligible items. There's a list of those eligible items at tn.gov/revenue. Again, eligible items, a list at tn.gov/revenue. You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga.